Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that are sick and tired of working so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working hard for you. For those of you that want that cash flow, that freedom, that prosperity today, not waiting 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can be able to have the life that you want, to do what you want with those that you love, and basically do what you love with those that you love when you want to. So welcome out to our show. Thank you so much for sharing it, for expanding our community. I'm loving that we can create so much value for so many people, and you guys are a big part of that because as Ripplers, you're not just here to create freedom for yourself, but you're also here because you have a bigger mission, a bigger cause, because you know that through liberating yourself, by having that freedom, you can create greater prosperity and freedom in others' lives too. So thank you so much for joining this cause and being part of this movement. I love it. So today I wanted to bring a special guest on. I've been looking for months for someone to talk about this specific topic, especially around those things with tax liens and things of that nature. Because I get people asking all the time, like, "Hey, Chris, what do you think about tax liens? Is it a good investment? And who's a good person to use?" And you know what? I finally found that person that definitely has that kind of experience. But hold on, I mean, he's got some good stuff for you. So I'm going to bring on here Fuquan Bilal here. Now, Fuquan, he's the CEO of NNG Capital Fund. He utilizes more than 19 years of residential and commercial real estate success to identify those real estate opportunities and then capitalize on them. Now, today, Fuquan actually heads up a multi-million dollar alternative investment fund, which we'll talk about here today. And he's also an author and a father of two budding entrepreneurs. And so, Fuquan, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, Chris. Honored to be here.
So tell us, how did you start on this journey in the first place? What got you down this crazy path of investing?
Well, I jumped out the window and grew wings flying down. That's how it happened. So, you know, I started in 99 and I was shadowing my cousin who was already in real estate, and he had actually showed me some proceeds from a transaction he did, which was half my salary. So I put my 2-week notice in like immediately.
Wow.
You know, after shadowing him around for like 2 months, then I jumped in and had some success months later. I never looked back. I mean, real estate is for me, a great opportunity for a lot of people who's looking to invest into alternative assets, whether it's physical real estate or if you're buying paper, which we'll talk a little bit about later. But
yeah,
I got into the journey. I took the leap of faith and never looked back. And I've been market cycle tested, went through the upturn and the downturn. And now through all of the stuff that I learned, you know, having a diversified strategy is very important.
That's one thing that really impressed me for sure is that, I mean, you've been through Y2K, which some of us remember really well. You've been through the Great Recession, right, as they called it, from, you know, 2008 and so forth. And then here you are, you know, years later. And that rate alone, and in fact, I just did a show recently where I mentioned about the most dangerous financial people to talk to are the ones that have only been around for the last 9 or 10 years, right, or less. Because they've never known anything but up. They've never known anything but good days, but you've been through all kinds of crappy days.
Yeah, I mean, adversity brings growth. You learn a lot from different situations that you go through. Relationships is very important in this business, so you can keep good relationships. You know, through the good or bad, you'll always be successful. It's all about helping each other and adding value. So, again, I'm honored that you're having me on the show because I think it's important that everyone understands, you know, creating a buffer or a hedge against the market is very important.
Yeah.
And tax liens is definitely something that I've been looking at for a long time. I read the books. I went to seminars. I educated myself. And I had all of the knowledge, but like, you know, anything that you do, you have to make it, you know, action in order to get the best results from it. So I started doing it and started seeing some success, and that happened. And I'm sorry if I'm just jumping right into it.
No, I was about to ask you about that.
I'm so excited about it. But, you know, I started when after the market crashed, tell a little backstory. I got into short sales like everyone else, and then eventually learned the note business. And that was very, very different, but it was better actually, because you can manage more assets from a laptop cell phone than physical property. So
yeah,
it was more like, you know, definitely a little bit more passive and active, but managing more of the vendors than the actual contractors and driving Home Depot and going through that stuff. But what really helped me out was keeping myself going to certain events, learning different asset classes, even though everyone says, oh, focus on the one thing, you know, which is true. You become a mastery in that. And then you still get knowledge of other things because you never know how it's going to turn out, you know, because if you're dealing in real estate, you need to know about tax liens and how that process works. You need to learn about the paper, the underlying paper under the property, how to sell mortgages or assign them. Just gives you better leverage, but not to go out too far. So tax liens for me was something of a pivot because the market is a seller's market. The last 2.5 years, it's been a seller's market. Pricing have increased. Mm-hmm. And you find yourself competing with retail buyers, with people who are not knowledgeable in buying at market price. So everybody wants to be a flipper now. Mm-hmm. You know, HGTV is booming again. It's 2006 all over again.
That's right.
So, you know, I had to pivot to something that there's a few people out there that's doing it, but it's a long game. And a lot of people want instant gratification. They want money right away. Tax liens is something that can take up to 2 years. It could take up to 10 months, somewhere around that time. So people are not willing to wait that long to go through the process. That's for me in New Jersey. Every state is different. Mm-hmm. But people are not willing to go through that 10-month, two-year process and then got to go through the process of rehabbing a house and then selling it. They want to get it and sell it 90 days and make $1 million profit.
Right.
So that allowed me to be able to continue to get assets at a discount. Because no one knows where the market is going to go, if it's going to dip 20-30%. What's going to happen. So this allows me to continue to protect the investors by getting properties at a discount by going after the tax lien. Yeah. So, and going through the foreclosure process, you know.
And for those that don't even understand what tax liens are, could you explain that just briefly?
Sure, absolutely. So there's municipal liens that are attached to properties such as water, sewer, and also the property taxes. So if you do not pay a taxes, generally you'll see notification will come to you at the end of the year that they're going to sell your third quarter taxes or second quarter taxes or whatever you're delinquent. Mm. The city need to get those taxes on the books of the township by the end of the year. If it doesn't go through a certain date last quarter when it's due, then your taxes go out for auction. The holder, the person who buy that, have the same right to collect as the township, but it carries interest. And depending on how much you pay for it, it can be anywhere between 12 to 18% and sometimes higher interest that you earn on it. That's if you purchased it, you know, at a discount of the lien, then your yield increased. But most townships carry a mandatory lien, interest rate on a lien that accrue. So it's, you can get in a game with a couple of $1,000. I've seen people invest $5,000, $6,000 in tax lien and make 18% of their money, you know, a year and a half later, 10 months later. You know, if you have that sitting in the bank, you're not making that in the bank. And basically you have an attorney who can start the process for you later on if you choose to, or you could just sit it in a drawer and earn interest on it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that's really good. There's no monthly cash flow payments coming from it like notes, but you know, the yield is great on it. It's I don't like to use the word guarantee, but it's before first mortgage. And it supersedes the first mortgage. So it's the most powerful lien on a real estate property.
Right.
You can take the property.
That's right. Yeah. I actually mentioned on the show recently, there was a guy that actually lost a property that was paid off free and clear, all because he didn't pay the taxes on the property. And he even felt shameful. He said, man, what kind of person loses a property that's paid off free and clear? And my point was obviously that you never really own the house, because as long as you pay taxes, somebody else can own it, you know, and that's exactly what a tax lien does.
Yeah, it's amazing. For me, like I said, I've been a acquiring the knowledge of it and, you know, finally took action. You know, I'm no expert in it. You know, I want to put that out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I know enough where I can protect the investors' capital and also make a profit. It's still learning for me. I'm still learning real estate. Although I've been involved in 20 years, you never know everything. You know, you learn different strategies as you go along, better ways on how to do things, things that are more passive than active. So for me, tax liens are great because the area where I'm investing in, it's an opportunity zone area for sure.
Right.
And it basically helps the tax program that they have in a specific area. Most tax liens work like this. Like you can buy a tax lien and then you can assign it to someone else, you know, after a season for 2 years, they could foreclose, take the property if the person don't pay. I try to attend special tax lien auctions where the competition is less. And the reason why is because these special tax lien auctions in certain properties, I mean, in certain townships, they make you rehab the property and get the CO to sell it. You can't assign it. They put restrictions and stuff like that on it, which is good because it forces you to actually rehabilitate the area that's in need of that. And then you get the CO, then you can sell it at retail price, whatever, or you can keep it as a rental.
Right.
You know, so that's what I like about it because it's adding back to the community, putting these properties back on a tax roll with the township and city. So that's what I like to see. I feel like I'm making a difference by investing capital into these areas and making this a better place to live, or, you know, just the site, you know, walking around. These are C-plus class areas. Mm-hmm. You know, so the discounts are really huge.
Right.
So there's a lot of upside.
Yeah. Give us an example of that. Like, I know recently you had things happen with your portfolio. Like, tell us some about some of the examples of some of the tax liens you've had.
Oh, for sure. So, third quarter of last year, I was able to acquire, eight in the first auction, eight properties. And the way they grouped the properties up was they create packages. So it could be three properties in one package. And a minimum bid can be, you know, $30,000 and $50,000. And this package can be a 6-unit, a 3-unit, and a 1-unit.
Mm.
The taxes combined may be somewhere around $80,000 for all of them. They're selling a package.
Yeah.
You know, some people are successful winning that package for $80,000 and they have, well, one, it was a package I won. And it was a six family in there. A loan retail value of the six family is $650. It needs probably around almost $270 or $275 renovation. So, you know, you can break that off from $80,000. You could put the whole $80,000 on six family. So it's like examples like that. A three family is worth $265. That's in that portfolio. It's about $100,000 renovation. You know, another one family is probably $70,000 renovation, you know, worth somewhere around $180,000. So it's a big discount, but yeah, it's a lot of work.
I
mean, these are not small rehabs. These are big rehabs. So, you know, if you have the crew to go in and get everything done from soup to nuts in a timely manner, then it works for you. You know, then you're selling off a better product because it's all brand new.
Right.
Yeah. Some people don't like to do that much construction. They like to go in and do $25,000 job, lipstick on a pig, turn it over real quick.
Yeah. But you want to make it better, obviously.
Absolutely. Make it a better product all the way around. So it sells on the market well. You know, we do on that side, a stackable washer dry units in the apartments, you know, a stove with a microwave on top, stainless steel appliances, really nice product.
Oh, that's fantastic. So why would you do this? Like, why would you go over the tax lien side versus, you know, just buying it wholesale or just, you know, buying something you can fix and flip? You know, what do you see as the big advantage here?
The equity.
Just instant.
The equity upside. It's the equity upside. I mean, I just gave an example with three properties for $80,000.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's probably with all three, I would say probably somewhere like $1.1 million total value and, you know, equity is at least $500,000 equity.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like so, that's like back in the REO days, which didn't work out for a lot of people.
that's the discount that you can get. So, and you can go the other way also. You know, you can. I had a situation in a recent tax sale. I'll tell you this one that didn't work out so good. So I had one in a recent sale, which was a 16-unit building. The taxes was $83,000, and the building is worth, I don't know, $1.8 million.
Yeah,
but it needed a little bit less than $400,000 in renovation because it was a fire and a couple of apartments burned out, so they had to be redone. And it had storefronts and everything. It was nice. The bid went up to $340,000. I was the winning bidder, but the taxing was $80,000. So I would have only made the 18% or the interest on the $80,000 and not the difference. So what happens is until it's foreclosed on, the township will hold that money in escrow. And then what would happen is if it got paid, they would pay you back on your interest on the $83,000, which is exactly what happened. So there's an auctioneer fee of 10%. So it's $34,000 auctioneer fee, $340,000 for the purchase. So you lose that 10% auctioneer fee and you only get the interest on a tax lien. So, you know, something like that, if you're buying one asset, you're like, wow, it's really risky. So by me buying a multiple, like in a pool format, this last auction, I got 18 liens. This happened to be one of the 18 that happened where I was able to get my money back, but I lost that 10% auctioneer fee. But I have 17 other opportunities where I would make a tremendous amount of equity that will absorb that loss in that one asset. So it's risky if somebody went in just to buy that one asset and they won it and it was redeemed, then basically, they lose their money.
Right.
So it could be risky too if you're buying one asset.
Absolutely.
And you pay more than what the lien is, and you pay an auction fee. Special tax lien auctions in New Jersey have an auctioneer, so you have to pay a fee of 10%. Most municipalities, they just sell them themselves. So people still bid more than what the tax lien is, also knowing that they're going to get that money back if it's redeemed. So they'll make a lower yield because they're only going to get the standard off the principal to taxes, if it's making sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much how that works. I mean, if you don't get redeemed in the state where I'm at, it's about a 2-year process. We also have the fast track foreclosure law if the property is vacant. So I try to focus on properties that are vacant. If you're doing tax liens in your area or if it's tax deeds, because it's less likely someone's going to redeem. That's if you're trying to get the property.
Right.
If you're just trying to get the upside on the yield and sitting in a drawer, you will buy tax liens with people still living in there because there's a higher percentage of a chance they're going to bring a current, you know, before, you know, the next time it's due or when the income tax money come in.
So now you got people excited and kind of freaked out all at the same time. Because obviously, I mean, it does require knowledge. You can't go in just, you know, just being Joe Schmo and make it work. So what would you recommend as the best way for somebody to learn how to do something like this?
Oh, man, there's so much information online. So it's state by state. So you want to be mindful of that. A lot of the stuff I just talked about is relevant in the state of New Jersey. So it's some states have tax deeds where actually you buy. I know in Buffalo, New York, I was just up there. And it was a taxi cab driver told me he plays the tax lien game. But he said in their state, it's tax deeds. Right. And when you get the property at the auction, it's your property. You don't have to go through a longer foreclosure process. Mm. But the amount per door up there is too small. It's like $150, $200 per door. The average value of properties are like $70,000. Right. You know, the tax is like $20,000. Is this, you know, it's a lot of properties to manage. So you get opportunities where you're in states where the value of the medium value is, you know, at least $250,000 or $225,000, then it kind of makes sense if you're getting a discount of the taxes, because most taxes for that type of property would be, you know, $12,000, $10,000 a year, if that. Right. So, you know, mostly people fall behind 1 year, you can get a lien for $10,000, $12,000 and make some money on that if it's in a state that's tax lien.
Right. So definitely got to educate yourself state by state and decide how you want to do it. And like you said, I mean, you can start out with some really low money to be able to get going. It's not like you have to be an accredited investor to do something like this, but definitely you need to get educated. It's definitely more of an active investment versus just sit back and be passive.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm learning a lot of stuff from an attorney who actually wrote some of the property tax law. So he's actually helping me process a lot of this stuff, and I'm learning from him. Mm-hmm. And he does continuing education classes for attorneys and all that stuff. So I'm keeping myself abreast to in the rules and laws that's changing. I'm just fully immersing myself in it. I like it. It's another tool to use in the real estate, in the realm of real estate investing. Like I say, even mortgage notes are good too. The only difference is they have cash flow, great yields as well. And, you know, I like the real property as well.
So, of course,
you know, after 20 years, it's like wherever the opportunity is, and I have the processes to do it, I want to take full advantage of it. So I definitely would say for anyone who's listening to this, there's so much information online. You can find out about it. It's state by state specific. There's a lot of forums out there. Just find a good tax lien attorney or tax deed attorney in your state and start to question them. You know, pick their brain, take them out to lunch, or, you know, book a session with them to find out, you know, what are the pros and cons in the areas where you live.
Right. That's great advice. Yeah, I appreciate that. Now, I know you also have, for those that are accredited investors, so, you know, for those that have been on the show or listened to the show, you've probably heard this before. Accredited investors make, you know, as a couple, at least $300,000 a year, or you have at least $1 million in net worth, subtracting out the equity of your home. Now, you have, actually have a fund where you have tax liens for the portfolio, as well as other mortgage notes and things of that nature, don't you?
Yeah, so it's a hybrid diversified model. So we actually just trade more diversified hybrid real estate investing, and that just means creating a buffer, a hedge against what's to come. It gives us the opportunity to invest in the asset class where the biggest discount is at, where we can make a better yield during that time. So the market is always shifting. Real estate opportunities, pricing is increasing. You know, you may have better deals where we can buy a pool of notes at a discount. If that opportunity is not available, and there's a tax auction that's coming up, and, you know, we'll take advantage of that and see what we can get. So, yeah, it's a diversified model.
Yeah, and that one actually can pay you, well, maybe not cash flow, but at least dividends, where you're getting paid at least a, you know, a nice preferred rate of return plus profits, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, so we have a pref and then a profit split, you know, that we give. It's the term is around 5 years. So it's a great opportunity for someone who's looking to diversify into something different. You know, even if they're already invested in other funds, you know, creating diversity amongst other funds as well. Right. I remember I had a lunch with an investor maybe 7 months ago, and I had asked him, how much was his return on his portfolio? And he was telling me 12%. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. And, you know, basically I was explaining the opportunity that I had, and basically he was actually getting that yield because he was diversifying into different funds. And some funds made higher than others. So altogether his portfolio was doing that. So that's great. And that's diversity in itself. So, you know, if anybody who's interested for more information, they can definitely find me on the web, reach out to me.
Yeah. And obviously we don't make any real investment advice or anything like that on here, but if people do want to get a hold of you, what's the best way they can do that?
Oh yeah. So my email address is fbalau@nngcapitalfund.com. You'll find a lot of information if you go to my website, nngcapitalfund.com. So yeah, man, it was great. I definitely appreciate you having me on to speak about these taxes. I think it's something that people should really look into. It can be for the busy professional too. It's not like real property real estate that you have to constantly deal with the tenants, all this trash and termites, even though, you know, that's good in its own way. But it's really like, you know, just buying a lien and recording your information on it, assignment, and pretty much just sitting on it to redeem. And it's really exciting when you get the letters from the tax office, the request for payoff, all that stuff. Sometimes they happen, sometimes they don't, but it's all exciting.
Right. And definitely that's the thing. The key thing I think you mentioned too, is that you kind of have a passion for it, which really helps with the work aspect, right? When you have a passion for it.
Oh, for sure. That's actually, thanks for the plug. I appreciate it. I just wrote a book, Passion for Real Estate Investments, The Making of a Strategic Real Estate Investor. And I talk about these different types of investment strategies in the book, and how you too, you know, you listening can really you know, get involved. If you're in real estate now, just doing fix and flips, or you have a couple of rentals, you know, it talks about how you can really diversify and take it to the next level, keeping the same sanity and peace of mind, but just diversifying into other asset classes that can help you increase your overall yield on your portfolio.
And the great thing is the book's not super long either. It's not like you're reading a War and Peace or something like that. So.
No. It's like
100 pages. Short. And they can find this on the website as well, your books too, right?
Well, actually on Amazon. Just go to Amazon and put in Fuquan Bilal. I have a couple of books there you can check out. And pretty excited. I mean, you know, I like writing these books because it gives me the opportunity to share, you know, my thoughts on investing with other people. If people find value in it and take action, it's great.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'll be sure to put both your website as well as, you know, the books, the access to the book links on the show notes too. So that's great. You know, I appreciate all this information. It's fantastic to hear your experience and really just finally get someone on here that knows what tax liens are about and see how they actually apply it in their own life, like right now. It's not like something you've done in the past. You're currently doing it as of today.
Yeah, the first step is to really go to the township and do some investigation. I had my 16-year-old son with me last week, and we were actually going to a new township to figure out what is the process there, when is the auction date. Sometimes they have abandoned property auctions. So it's so much stuff that you can learn just by going to the municipality and inquiring the processes and what do they have available as far as properties, what's the process, and then you follow up and build those relationships. It's really that simple. Difficult.
Well, I love it. No, that's great advice. So, Fuquan, I appreciate your time here today. You've been awesome. Thank you for the value you've created for us. I know there's tons of information and for the rest of you on the show as well. I mean, go to Fuquan's website, reach out to him, ask him questions. You know, the best way to actually get the results you've been talking about is the very thing he just mentioned, which is taking action. So, guys, appreciate the time you've had here. I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.